Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Folks, let me remind you, we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Atlanta Sports Trips is Atlanta's first all-inclusive sports travel service with the goal of sending you to see your favorite teams, be it the Georgia Bulldogs, Braves, Falcons, Hawks, Jackets, Atlanta United on the road, to see them play, but do it in style. 4- and 5-star resort accommodations, great game tickets, very cool meet and greets, tailgates, wonderful experiences all wrapped into one, and we have our next trip planned to see the Bravos in spring training. Yes, we'll be in Clearwater Beach because we wanted to combine a great beach vacation with a chance to watch spring training. We've done that with 3 days, March 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Wyndham Grand Clearwater Beach, where you're going to have your toes in the sand, a beautiful 4-star resort, and we're going to take you to see the Bravos and the Pirates in Bradenton on that Sunday, the 12th. You're going to get transfers from the hotel to the ballpark and back with a couple of very cool experiences along the way. If you would like to join us, you can go to atlsportstrips.com to book. Very limited room availability. It will sell out, and we want you aboard. Go to atlsportstrips.com for more today.
All right, everybody, welcome to this week's edition of Welcome to Matlanta. I would be Matt or Matlanta. I didn't give myself the nickname. I earned the nickname. Let's not waste any time. Let's get to this week's edition of Welcome to Matlanta.
All right, let's welcome in ESPN senior NFL reporter Jeremy Fowler, who's kind enough to join us right now. Jeremy, we appreciate the time. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hope you're doing well.
So we are, and much like a lot of NFL cities, seeing the news yesterday of Lamar Jackson getting the non-exclusive franchise tag for about 10 minutes, excited Atlanta Falcons fans, and then very quickly the reports came in that the Falcons, like several other teams, we're not going to inquire about Lamar. So let's start at the top. Were you surprised that the Ravens did the not exclusive tag versus the exclusive?
No, I was not at all surprised. On Sunday and Monday, I had been reporting that several sources around the league believed that the Ravens were at the least strongly considering it. And then I was actually found out today that Lamar fully expected it. So I think it was just considered a good business move by the team. You know, you can't get a deal with them. You've tried for 2 years, nothing, you know, so put the ball in the court of other teams and of Lamar to go shake out a deal, you know. And so it's fascinating. It seems like a crazy decision when you could put the exclusive tag on them for maybe, you know, $42 million or something that is manageable and go from there. But they're just – there are a lot of ripple effects to that. You know, you kind of lock in with Lamar when he might not be ready to do a deal with you. He wants the full guarantee, and then you might have to cut some players because that cap hit would be so high. So it kind of just – momentum was shaking that way for a while now.
So outside of the guaranteed dollars, and I'll ask you about that in a minute. We know what – at least from the outside, we've heard that Lamar wants the guaranteed deal like Deshaun Watson got.
Yeah.
Outside of that, can you see another team making – such a great offer that the Ravens go, even that's too rich for us. We'll take the 2 draft picks and we'll let him go.
Sure. Sure, I could see that. I mean, it's still – like, I know everybody – like, there were leaks yesterday that a bunch of teams were not interested. Okay, well, maybe that's true. But it's also very early, and this could be a while. I mean, like, this could be a situation where teams are laying low on this until after the draft. And then, you know, you have – if you have a few teams by then who – need a franchise quarterback who's 26, who's won an MVP, like, sure, they could get crazy and put together an offer that the Ravens don't want to touch, you know? I just think the Ravens feel like it's going to be hard for Lamar to get that, and then no team really wants to do that. So it would be a mild upset if he got, say, a 5-year, $245 million deal, fully guaranteed, all that, you know? But you never know. Maybe a team could make it interesting and at least get close to it, something that, you know, Baltimore wouldn't be able to touch.
Folks, let me remind you, we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Atlanta Sports Trips is Atlanta's first all-inclusive sports travel service with the goal of sending you to see your favorite teams, be it the Georgia Bulldogs, Braves, Falcons, Hawks, Jackets, Atlanta United on the road to see them play, but do it in style. 4- and 5-star resort accommodations, great game tickets, very cool meet and greets, tailgates, wonderful experiences all wrapped into one, and we have our next trip planned to see the Bravos in spring training. Yes, we'll be in Clearwater Beach because we wanted to combine a great beach vacation with a chance to watch spring training. We've done that with 3 days, March 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Wyndham Grand Clearwater Beach, where you're going to have your toes in the sand, a beautiful 4-star resort, and we're going to take you to see the Bravos and the Pirates in Bradenton on that Sunday, the 12th. You're going to get transfers from the hotel to the ballpark and back with a couple of very cool experiences along the way. If you would like to join us, you can go to atlsportstrips.com to book. Very limited room availability. It will sell out, and we want you aboard. Go to atlsportstrips.com for more today.
Home field advantage exists in baseball. Insurance, too. Your local trusted choice independent insurance agents are active members of your community. They'll always have your back. Find a local auto, home, or business insurance agent at trustedchoice.com.
Folks, you just heard from Smoltzy, and you heard it from me as well. Clayton Rhodes and the Rhodes Group are my trusted choice for insurance agents. They've been my agent for a long time, and they serve all of Metro Atlanta. To get up to 10 auto insurance quotes in less than 10 minutes, visit rhodes-group.com/churnoff today. That's rhodes-group.com/churnoff.
ESPN senior NFL reporter Jeremy Fowler with us. So it's funny, you know, the part of about the Falcons came out, I think Diana Rossini had it first, about 15 minutes after the announcement of the non-exclusive tag, and then several other of the insiders had it. Then, Jeremy, the Falcons actually had it on their website. Like, their social media guy was like, Diana Rossini reports, and they put it out there, which, man, the world has changed. Usually it would be no comment, we don't talk about this stuff. Why were so many teams, specifically the Falcons, so open about telling you, nope, we're not interested?
Well, I think part of it is, and I was kind of hearing about this around the Senior Bowl back in January, is that Falcons worked really hard to get out of cap hell for the past 2+ years. It took a lot, and now they're in a good spot. They have cap space. They have a bunch of it. They have draft picks. You know, they got out of the Julio Jones and Matt Ryan deals. Like, they're totally reset now, and it was a hard 2 years, and they weren't very good. And now it's like, okay, now we can build a good team. I just – didn't get the sense that they want to throw that all at one player. You know what I mean? The draft picks and the cap space.
So, and I understand that fully, but I guess my retort would be watching this team's decision-making when it came to business. Yeah, the Matt Ryan deal was big. I've always argued what got them in salary cap hell was bad decisions falling in love with their own players, overpaying Devontae Freeman, overpaying both their starting corners, overpaying Deion Jones. Like, I'm one who believes you can pay the quarterback, and still, if you make the other right decisions at the top of your roster, it doesn't kill your franchise. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. But, you know, and that was this new regime really didn't have a lot to do with all that. So I think they tried to just reset and make their own decisions. I'm not fully counting them out on Lamar. Right now I am. And I think the logic and the way it was explained to me says that they probably won't be. But there were definitely some whispers out of Indy that they could be. Like, they're not off my radar, I'll put it that way. But, again, I'm not expecting them right now. But, you know, look, a month from now, 2 months from now, they could look different, you know, and they might see an opportunity to strike. So we'll kind of see how free agency shakes out. And, you know, if they go get, like, say, a Jimmy Garoppolo or somebody, then, or they draft a guy, then we know it's over, right? But if they don't, that window could be wide open to make a move. So I'm just – there's still a little wait and see for me. Like, I was told at Indy, like, okay, yeah, they're not going to be involved in Lamar as of now, right? That's the plan. But that can change. So,
yeah. So the buzz, and this is what happens in the social media world over, you know, 15 minutes of news, everybody comes to their own conclusions, and I'm guilty of it too. When I saw that many quarterback needy teams say either through a leak or through a source that we're not interested, it did bring up the C word for a lot of people of collusion, of like, is this about Lamar? Is this about the owners digging in that we're never giving another guaranteed contract? And Lamar, you just happen to be the next guy up, so everybody after him, don't ask.
Right. Well, it's probably somewhere in the middle. I don't know. Collusion is hard to prove. Like, if there's a paper trail or something that points to direct decision-making on that, then certainly there's a case. I know some people involved, or, you know, some people in and around Lamar Jackson, around the league, do believe that there's some collusion going on, certainly. But I do think there's some other dynamics in play. If you're the Falcons, right? Like, this is just an example, but you got Desmond Ridder. You got off-season workouts coming out in April. Like, do you really want to answer Lamar Jackson questions for 2 months? Like, probably not. So, like, some of these teams, I don't wonder if they kind of quell the fire now, knowing that if they change their mind and circle back, they can. You know, they don't have to declare, I'm in on Lamar Jackson on March 7th or whatever yesterday was. You know, like, I do think there's some strategy in that way. Like, you just don't need to jump right in. So, at the same time, it was a little alarming that so many teams were suddenly out. It does make you wonder about the collusion part of it. Yeah, I think the league probably, you know, there could be some people with teams who sent out the signals that, hey, look, this Deshaun deal, Cleveland did that, but other teams don't need to do that or be that desperate to put that kind of guaranteed money on the table. And some teams might agree with them, you know, but I don't know. Collusion could be hard to prove as well, but there's certainly suspicions about it right now, league-wide.
Well, and I'm with you. So trying to prove it is just, it's a whole different matter other than just the suspicion of it. Here's where it gets interesting to me, Jeremy. If Joe Burrow or Justin Herbert or Jalen Hurts, whoever comes next, let's use Burrow. If Burrow says, yeah, I want a guaranteed deal. Cincinnati's not one of these cash-rich teams, or they haven't been, so maybe it wouldn't be them. Would Joe Burrow be able to get the guaranteed deal, or are we just saying from ownership perspective, we're not giving up that power the way other sports have? We're going to control the cap and still giving guarantees of as much money as we want to give.
Well, I think that the team that he's negotiating with does make that challenging. But certainly he's one of a few guys that could get it. You know, like if he really wanted to stand his ground on it over time, he probably would get it. It really depends on your perspective and what the client wants, too. It's not simply about precedent. Like, Joe Burrow might say, hey, if I get $58 million a deal a year on a long-term deal, and, okay, not every penny is technically guaranteed, but, like, I'm going to make this money, and there's maybe a 2% chance that I won't make every penny, but I'm getting a bigger payout than I would if they fully guaranteed it, like, he probably takes that. You know what I mean? It really is about the client above the precedent a lot of times. I know we like to focus on the precedent part, but like Lamar Jackson is driving this. He wants the full guarantee, like make no mistake about it. It's really his decision. That's why he's dug in and his head resolved in the situation and the Ravens are where they are.
ESPN's Jeremy Fowler with us. Bigger picture on the Falcons. You mentioned they have a ton of cap space. First time they've had it in a long time. We don't know if Desmond Ridder is going to be their guy or if they go out and bring in one of these veterans to either have him as a backup or as a competition. Are you hearing anything else about what the Falcons might be doing? I guess the most obvious thing is Jesse Bates was in town having dinner with a couple of Falcons, and so everybody's connecting those dots. Are you hearing any other rumors about what might happen with them when the doors swing open for free agency?
For sure. I mean, I do expect them to be pretty active. You know, they have to be to an extent to get up to the 90% rule. You got to spend 90% of your cap. And I think they have, what, 60-something million in space. I mean, free safety is a position I'm looking at for them pretty strongly. I think, you know, if it's not Jesse Bates, then it's somewhere in the top of market. You know, Juan Thornhill with Kansas City is kind of a hot name right now. So they'll have options for sure. And, there's the Bears, Falcons teams that have space. I could see them going for a pass rusher. You know, I think there's going to be a premium there, either pass rusher or defensive tackle, you know. I know the Falcons have a good defensive tackle, but I could just – there's a priority right now for help up front. You know, that's usually where teams like to pay and spend. So, and then you got to get Chris Lindstrom done. That will be a priority, you know. So, you're losing Caleb McGarry. Do you go Mike McGlinchey or one of those guys to backfill that spot, you know? So they're going to have options that I expect them to address several positions.
Folks, let me remind you, we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. Atlanta Sports Trips is Atlanta's first all-inclusive sports travel service with the goal of sending you to see your favorite teams, be it the Georgia Bulldogs, Braves, Falcons, Hawks, Jackets, Atlanta United on the road to see them play, but do it in style. 4- and 5-star resort accommodations, great game tickets, very cool meet and greets, tailgates, wonderful experiences all wrapped into one, and we have our next trip planned to see the Bravos in spring training. Yes, we'll be in Clearwater Beach because we wanted to combine a great beach vacation with a chance to watch spring training. We've done that with 3 days, March 10th, 11th, and 12th at the Wyndham Grand Clearwater Beach, where you're going to have your toes in the sand, a beautiful 4-star resort, and we're going to take you to see the Bravos and the Pirates in Bradenton on that Sunday the 12th. You're going to get transfers from the hotel to the ballpark and back with a couple of very cool experiences along the way. If you would like to join us, you can go to atlsportstrips.com to book. Very limited room availability. It will sell out, and we want you aboard. Go to atlsportstrips.com for more today.
Hey, are you tired of shopping your car and home insurance every single year? Well, somebody's got to do it. But that somebody doesn't have to be you. At The Rose Group, we can get you up to 10 insurance quotes in less than 10 minutes. Visit us online today at rose-group.com.
As you look at free agency and the quarterback, you mentioned Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe I'm wrong. I just get the sense Arthur Smith wants somebody with mobility as he wants to run his system. But again, I guess that's always fluid and it could change. Are there any other quarterback names out there that you think the Falcons could fit into what they want to do with Ridder?
I'm sorry, you're talking about like a wide receiver?
No, quarterback. Just quarterback free agent options that could fit for what the Falcons want to do if they really do want somebody who has some mobility as part of their game.
Yeah. I mean, there's a team that's looking at the number 8 pick, right? Like, it's going to be attractive to potentially move up, I think. You know, there are 4 quarterbacks that are all really good. Will Levis might be slipping a little bit in the eyes of teams, but if you look at those 3, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Anthony Richardson, I do think, you know, at least one of those guys would be attractive to Atlanta, you know? So if they feel like, hey, they can move up, you know, give up a draft pick or two to move up a couple spots if a guy falls, maybe they do that. I don't think they'll overreact, but I think they'll see how the board shakes out. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo is a quarterback who's at least talking to teams. They think his skill set would work well with Atlanta. You know, there are shades of that Kyle Shanahan system, the Tennessee system, you know, where it's good for a quarterback who runs that play action, quick passes over the middle. You know, that would work well for what Arthur Smith does. I'm not saying they're targeting Jimmy Garoppolo. I just the fit is pretty obvious there. So I could see that. Potentially, if you're going to add a veteran, you know, because they do need a veteran at some degree, you know, whether it's high end or low end, but I expect them to get somebody.
Before I let you go, let me ask you about the division quickly. The Saints made the Derek Carr move. They're the one team that they figure out a way to move their money around and push it into the future with all the dead money, and the cap doesn't seem to slow them down. What did you think of the signing, and how does he affect what the Saints can do moving forward?
Yeah, so the signing is, you know, it's one that the Saints have been trying to make happen for weeks. You know, they sort of telegraphed this one. They said, hey, you're our top guy. Other teams are in on Aaron Rodgers or looking at the draft. Like, we want you. And so eventually that won out, you know. I was hearing Sunday night that Carr was, you know, having some interest in the Jets, kind of some late interest, maybe leaning that way a little bit. The Saints came pretty hard Sunday night, early Monday morning, and sealed it. So, you know, the Saints, I think I saw a stat. They haven't drafted a guy in the first round at quarterback in a long time. So, you know, this is just their MO, get a veteran to keep them competitive. And you know, he was the best one available.
Are we 100% convinced that Tom Brady will not do an about-face late in the summer?
Well, I'll never cancel it out just because, you know, we've been here before, right? It's just this last year. We've seen Brett Favre. Like, if these guys can still play, it's tempting to come back. So, I don't think so, but, you know, you never know. I guess he's not starting in the Fox booth until 2024, so he's got time.
And finally, if you had to throw a wager down, where is Aaron Rodgers playing next season?
Well, you know, the Jets are trying to make it happen. That's clear. I think they just have to work out the money with Green Bay. But I still have a feeling there's another team involved. We haven't really heard much about another team. You know, the Raiders, as far as I know, have not made a major play. I just have a feeling that somebody else is lurking here. I just don't think it would be just the Jets, you know. But he's an acquired taste at this stage, you know, with the personality and, you know, the age, not coming off his best year. You know, it's like he's sort of a niche fit a little bit now, even though he's you know, probably the best available outside of Lamar.
ESPN's senior NFL reporter Jeremy Fowler does a great job covering the league for the network. Also a great follow on Twitter, Jay Fowler, ESPN. Jeremy, we appreciate the time. Thanks for carving it out for us.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody, so much for taking the time to listen to this week's edition of Welcome to Matt Atlanta. Thanks to our producer, Matt Lear, for his assistance with the program. He's the glue that keeps the operation running. We'll talk to you next week. And welcome to Matt Atlanta. Every day, big beach, hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and
parties don't stop till 8 in the morning. Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.